is Ellen with roots from East Africa, living and working in Cologne, working with different families that have come from different parts of African countries, and with a lot of expertise in anti-racism, trauma and stress and sensitive approach in migration matters. When I talk of borders, I would like to highlight that borders reproduce social injustice, and these injustices are felt especially by those that are coming from different African countries. They face a lot of rejection in almost all parts of their life. They do not enjoy the privileges that their white counterparts are enjoying. And an example is, it doesn't help even if someone with roots from African countries has an European or German passport. The treatment at the borders, at the airports, at the point of entries will be just the same like someone who is not having this passport. And when we talk of borders here in Cologne, my mind goes right at the immigration office, where this office is responsible for determining the resident status of each and every person who is not born or raised here. The other day, the Chancellor Olaf Scholz recently visited Kenya, and he was in search of over 250 medical professionals. Already taking professionals, medical professionals, and importing them here in Germany and offering them, of course, a good package is draining their brains and draining those countries that are anyway suffering from slave trade, from colonization, from racism and discrimination. It's robbing them their experts, you know. So it's just because of their want, power, power struggle, privileges that most European countries are having in comparison to different African countries. I can't stop thinking of the European Commission that is sitting in Brussels and deciding the fate of all refugees that are coming from different African and Asian countries. The ones control, losing lives, climate war, power, colonization, Berlin Conference, Eurocentric view of everything, divide and rule cannot escape my mind every time I think of borders. The way the city of Cologne has written, or the German government general has written, the students from different African countries who were standing and living in Ukraine before the war began, shows it very clear how that we have clear boundaries also here in Cologne. And the process is still very devastating, because there is the rule of if you are not from Ukraine, you have no chance of living here. And this is really, really irrational, comparing that we are having very qualified people who have been trained in Ukraine and now they are here because of the war. And at the same time, we hear that Germany is lacking professionals. And we see the Chancellor going to different African countries taunting for expertise. Why can't they train those that are here? Why can't they accept those that are here already and form them to be what they want? So as a person that has experienced racism and discrimination in all levels in this country, I cannot fail to relate borders with this kind of treatment. What I think is, we need to think of safe migration and how to create also safer spaces and safer migration so that we won't see people drowning or suffering in Libya or Morocco, searching to enter Europe. There has to be a different politic to work on these topics. Of course, we have positive aspect of borders in Cologne, and this is the connectivity to the easy connectivity in form of infrastructure to different European countries. Thank you.